Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Tzadi Vav, Baba Basra 96b, pagination is 192. Starting from the fourth line at the two dots, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Echad Sheichor Tamarim, the beer that's made from dates. Ve'echad Sheichor Saorim, beer that's made from barley, hops. Ve'echad Shimre Yayin, or the wine that's made from wine sediment. Mivarchem aleim shahakol niyeh v'dvaro. The bracha is shahakol. Acherim omrim. There are those who say, shemarim shiyesh bem tam yayin. If the sediment of wine has a wine taste, mivarchem aleim bore pri hagefen. It's possible to be making hagefen on the drink that emerges. Now, the basic concept that we're dealing with is that these items are drinks, and particularly dealing with the first two, the drinks from a date product, the drink from a barley product, is going to be a shahakal. It's a drink, it's not a food. The Mishneh Berurah comments, even by mizonos, which usually, if it's a significant ingredient, the entire food adopts the mizonos bracha, but a mevarchem mizonos ella al meichel. You only make a mizonos if it's a food. And over here it's a drink, and therefore the bracha is shahakal. The last of the three that are listed, though, the last case, which is the case of wine, gets a little bit more confusing. Because wine is the type of drink that is allowed to be diluted to some degree, depending on the strength of the wine. And therefore, it is possible that you could take the sediment of wine, put water in, and if what will emerge will be some of the wine that you're kind of hydrating, and the water comes out with wine, then in effect what's happened is that the wine that was there, that wasn't coming out, because it wasn't liquefied enough, is now coming out and being diluted to a degree in the water, and if the ratio is good, it could theoretically be wine, because that's what wine is. It is a drink. The fact that it's a liquid doesn't automatically make it a shahakal. On the contrary, wine is a drink, and its bracha is hagafen. So let's take a look as the Gemara continues and explores the ramifications of this discussion. Rabba v'Rav Yosef de Amitar Vayu ein halacha ka'acherim. Rabba and Rav Yosef said the halacha is not like the acherim, this other ruling that says that the bracha could be a hagafen. Omar Rava, Rava said, Dechulei Alma, everybody would agree, Rama Tilsa, if you put in 3 cups, 3 measures of water, Va'asa Arba'a, and coming out of this sediment is 4 measures, Chamrahu, it's wine. Because what's happened, because you're getting more liquid than you put in, is that the wine is emerging from the sediment and it's being diluted in a ratio of 3 water to 1 wine, and that product is called wine. Rava l'taimei, this follows Rava's ruling, de'omar Rava kol chamra d'ladori achat las. If wine is not diluted 1 to 3, maya lav chamruhu, it's not wine that's drinkable, it's not proper wine. So Rava has this concept that a degree of dilution, if it's an appropriate degree for the wine, it's going to be wine. Rama tilsa v'asa tilsa lav klumhu. If you put in 3 measures and you got out 3 measures, that's nothing. That's not wine. Ki pligi, the whole discussion was, de rama tilsa v'asa tilsa upalga, that you put in 3, and you got out 3.5. Drabanan Savri Telasa Ayel Telasa Nafik. You put in three, you got out three, Pashle Palga, and you have half a measure of wine. Upalga Bishita Palgi Maya Velau Kalumhu. And if you have the three that you put in, which is essentially like six halves, if you want to use measures that are the same, and you're getting out an extra half measure, so then that's a ratio of 6 to 1. Velo kalumhu, that's not called wine. You make a shakal on that. V'acherim savri, but the acherim understand that when you put in three, and you're getting out 3.5, they're understanding that a different thing is happening. Til sa'ul, treinu palga nafik, you put in three of water, only 2.5 coming out are water, because there was an exchange of liquids. Poshle kuza, what's left is a full cup, a full measure of wine. Meaning, of the three water that went in, 1/6 of those is coming out wine, that it's hydrating the liquid that's in there. And there's also an additional half that's coming out. So that clearly is from the shemarim, from the sediment, that otherwise the liquid wouldn't be flowing, but now you were able to get it. V'kuza betrei upalga chamra ma'al yahu. And this full cup in 2.5 of the water, that's a ratio that's called wine. So again, we're working with a ratio of 3 to 1, according to Rava. And the question is, how do you understand what happens if you put 3 into the sediment and you get back 3.5? But if you put in 3 water and you got out 4, that would simply be the regular ratio of diluting wine with water and calling it wine. In Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Dalet Sif Hei, the Mechaber writes, Hainu b'yeno shalohem shayu chazakim. This ratio of dilution is because their wine was strong. Avol yeno shalonu she'enem chazakim kol kach. But our wines that are not as strong, afilu rama tilsa v'asa arba, if you put in 3 and you got back 4, enu mevarech ala bore priya gofen, you can't make a bore priya gofen because it's too diluted and it's no longer considered wine. V'nira, as a ruling, misharim bashir shemozgim yayin be'osa mokom. You could follow what the normal dilution process of wine in that place is, and that's the amount that's considered normal and still call it wine, as long as you're not diluting it 1/6, because that already, vadei batel, the wine is not called wine. But if you're doing a ratio that's normal for the drink, then we would have to discuss if that's acceptable or that's just some people doing it. But there is this concept which we use, let's say, by Pesach, when people want to use wine for the Seder, and they want to dilute it because they can't handle wine, the question comes up whether our wines are in that category of still being able to be diluted, or are they already palatable, as they are presented to us, bottled by these companies, and no further dilution is recommended or acceptable. So that's a discussion by Pesach quite prominently, and some people who do dilute prefer to dilute with grape juice, so that even if their dilution could be argued about, but at the very least, it would be with grape juice, which you would still fulfill your mitzvah as such. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.